Oh, it's you. You're way early. Deanie said 3 o'clock. No, she's downtown with a friend. Well, come on in. Nice finally meeting you in the flesh. Hey, did you ever tell Deanie about that call? Yeah, I did. I know. I'm sorry. We were arguing about something and I blurted it out. It was juvenile. I told her I found you on Facebook, and one late night after one too many, I reached out and phone sex happened. I can't believe she didn't ask you about it because she was pissed. Yeah, I apologized to her the next morning. Told her it was only once, which of course is true. It was at least a year ago, and thankfully it hasn't come up again. Okay, well, follow me. Your room is downstairs. I thought you'd be sleeping up here with her, but she said she wanted you to have your own space. Nah, it was just her way of guaranteeing I'd be out of here. Watch your step. Yeah, real nice. You have the bedroom over there, an adjoining bathroom, and this living area. The sectional's super comfy. I slept on it a couple weeks ago when Deanie's cousin was visiting. And as you can see, the TV is monstrous, especially for an Airbnb. Great for watching sports and sorry, hold on. Let me pause that. Oops. Not right there. There we go. So, I'd love to catch up if you'd like to join me. Great. There's a mini fridge behind the bar. Grab yourself a beer. Hey, I hope you don't mind if I take Deanie's old house coat off. I wasn't sure who was at the door, so I covered up. Ta-da! You like? Pretty good for an old gal. Thanks. I appreciate that. Have a seat. So, are you wondering why I'm down here alone in lingerie, drinking beer, and watching porn? I was expecting someone, but he canceled. His name is Nathaniel, Nat. He's a bartender at the, yeah, on FB. That last post, he's the one in the middle. Criminally young. 30-something? Yep, and two children in some elementary school around here. You sound like Deanie. Oh, I know what it looks like, but Nat and I are just friends. We've never had sex. We haven't even kissed or touched, not in an intimate way. We struck up a conversation at his bar last week about porn parodies and. Really? There's quite a few, and some are just hilarious. Nat is sort of an aficionado, has a DVD collection of them. And when I asked if I could borrow a couple, he said he would drop them off. That's exactly what happened. He showed up the next day around noon and said he didn't need to be at work for an hour and we could watch one together. I said, sure. I didn't know he was married, not at that point. And then it didn't matter. And then I guess it did. Miami Vice. And it was very, very funny. At least the first 30 minutes were. I think that's as far as we got. Yeah, that same music score, same speedboat scene, Crockett with his pastel t-shirt and white sport coat, Tubbs wearing a suit and tie. The casting was great. No doubt the stand-ins had bigger dicks, though. It actually started out with a fight scene on the deck of a yacht involved in, you know, dope smuggling. And we're laughing because it's so corny and the acting is so bad. The hand-to-hand combat reminded me of Batman and Robin in that old TV series. Yeah, I half expected a cartoony kapow sign to flash on screen. Didn't even seem like it was a porno until they busted into the cabin and... Exactly. The first mate, who looked like she had considerable mating experience. Very sexy. A lot like Lonnie Anderson. Remember her? From that show, Something Cincinnati? Yeah. So they read her her rights, wrangle her hands behind her back, and cuff her. Want to guess what happens next? Yep. I can't go to jail again, or I'll lose my kids. I'll do anything, anything. Then Tubbs looks over at Crockett and winks, and it's Chick-fil-A, Shio. I mean, watching a woman give a BJ, that doesn't really move the needle for me. Maybe if I knew them, or was in the same room. Well, there's a disproportionate amount of it in porn, so I'm guessing men really dig it. Thanks for that confirmation. Hey, is this TMI? I don't want to embarrass you. Or bore you. That would be worse. Okay. So I'm watching the movie with one eye and watching Nat out of the corner of the other. No, we were actually sitting pretty far apart, about where you and I are sitting now. Anyway, I could see he was starting to get hard. What he wears to work? A white button-down shirt and black slacks and, you know, he wears his clothes tight, like most young guys with a good body, so it was obvious. Nope, I pretended not to notice. Meantime, Tubbs is lying on the couch naked and Cincinnati is straddling him, riding him, with her hands still cuffed behind her. Crockett's sitting in a chair with his dick in his hand. And that's when... No, I started it. Stripped down to my bra and undies. Actually, it had the opposite effect. It spooked him. He told me to pause the movie, which I did. And then he went all serious on me, like watching porn together wasn't his idea. He told me he was happily married and wouldn't cheat on his wife. I know, hilarious, but he's a guy and he's young. But yeah, what did he think was going to happen? Well, I didn't want him to feel bad, but it's pretty hard to turn it off when you get going down that road, right? I mean, it is for me. So I said I understood and I'd stay on my side of the couch and he could stay on his, no touching. Then I waited the few seconds for him to make up his mind. Mm-hmm. So I pressed play. So Cincinnati is still riding Tubbs' slippery eel, and Crockett undresses and sidles up behind her so he can, stem the rose? Yeah, the old fake gay triple play. They should have named the movie Miami Vice, Crossing Swords. Or Crockett and Tubbs on 4th and 5th Street. Anyway, at that point, the sexual tension in this room was unbearable. So I got my toys out, and despite his earlier protest, Nat unzipped. Yes, we did. But it was a lot of fumbling around. Well, the vibrator died at exactly the wrong time, and Nat couldn't get his shirt unbuttoned. I would describe the finish as somewhat subdued. Messy, but still addictive hot. I didn't hear from him. Yeah, I thought he'd text how much fun he had. Something. But I guessed he was feeling guilty. So a couple nights later, I went to his bar to make sure everything was okay. I was chill, acted like nothing had happened. Thinking if he did the same, that would be the end of it, and that was fine. Actually, he surprised me. Said he had a great time and wanted to know if he could swing by on his day off. I think he's very attracted to me. Or maybe to older women in general. Anyway, when he saw me and talked to me again, I guess he couldn't resist. I'm not bragging. although I have been called a male magnet. I hesitated. Yeah, the marriage thing. But I said yes. The age difference didn't play any part of it, not for me. Actually, I prefer men my own age. They're smarter, and they have more money. So the day came, and the anticipation was excruciating. I was watching the clock all morning, hornier than a lesbian in a hardware store. But at the same time, I had to acknowledge there was a possibility he might not show up. Yes, he did. And wearing baggy shorts and a t-shirt. A braless cami and a tube skirt. Yeah, a lot easier. Although I was clearly overdressed. Bridesmaids. And it's one of the best porn parodies. Really attractive cast, pretty good acting, and great sex. Didn't see much of it, though. I think I was over before the opening credits were. And Nat wasn't far behind, huffing and puffing. So I walked over to that ottoman there in front of you, bent over and asked him to, come on my ass. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shock you. Yes, he did, and it was frickin' hot. Still no touching. But we were definitely more at ease with each other this time. Both very expressive. It was loud. Then unexpectedly, Deanie came through the door. Hey, whose car is that in the driveway? And then she was on her way down the stairs. Barely. But we had that flushed, freshly fucked look, and the porno is playing, and I'm wearing a tube skirt and stilettos. Oh, he got out of there. Toot sweet. I told her Nat and I don't have sex. Not only doesn't she believe me, she doesn't trust me. And if she knew you were here with me, like this, and with that on the screen, she'd be very upset. No, don't get me wrong. I don't want you to leave. Please, just sit back down. So anyway, if Nat would have showed up, it would have been our third and final Pee Wee Herman. Because I'm going to Deanie's cousin's for 2 nights, then flying home. I'm very disappointed. I had the whole thing planned out. The teddy, the crotchless panties. I don't know if he would have touched me, but he would have wanted to, especially with me doing myself on that ottoman. Wouldn't matter what the movie was, he'd be watching me, and I like an audience. No, not on my ass. I mean, been there, done that. Not my tits, but you're getting closer. I thought I'd kneel in front of him and stick out my tongue. There's that look again. Sorry if I'm being too graphic. But what do you think? I think he would have said yes to it, too. Maybe even to a little bit more, if you know what I'm saying. And I think he knew that. And that's why he canceled. Well, when you put yourself in the path of temptation, very often, it runs you over. Anyway, it was the right decision. So, would you have said yes to it? I'm asking regardless of your relationship with Deanie. So, you would have. Would you say yes to it right now? There's plenty of time. And I'll be gone before she gets home. Tell her you got here just as I was leaving, and it's a good thing, too, or you would have been locked out. Well, if she asks, you can say, absolutely not. You can say, I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Me too. Every time I hear it. Naughty. Because I'm proposing what you've been thinking ever since you walked through the door? Okay. I'm done talking. You do as you wish. I'm going to grab another beer and restart the movie. Like it? You'll love it. It's the Golden Girls, MILF version. You've been listening to The Path of Temptation, written and narrated by me, Bridget Dune, recorded at Trebla Studios in Melbourne, Florida. Copyright 2024 by Bridget Dune. Production copyright 2024 by Bridget Dune.